Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com for anybody that might be a first-time listener or a new listener. Again, my name is Peter. We run this whole thing. We've been starting this since the beginning part of 2013, tail end of 2012, and I built Building Fortunes Radio to be a platform where we can pass around microphones to people doing and saying the right things in home-based businesses and as entrepreneurs in general. A really great friend of ours, his name is always Robert Butwin, and I are council and board members of the SNA, the Social Networking Association, and we were talking a while back about highlighting some really great people, some of them who you might not know about. Some of them write books, yeah. Some of them, you know, they generate big income checks and things along that line. But sometimes because they're in other companies, you just don't hear about them. And they have great and interesting stories. And especially now with whatever's going on, whatever time of year you might be listening to this, there's a lot of people that are sincerely looking for better health, especially with what's going on with coronavirus and whatever's happening after that, and opportunities to work from home and more money, and they need to do it in a straightforward fashion way with people that they know and they like and they trust and can count on. So Robert Butwin brings us some unbelievable guests. We have a great one today, and I'm going to introduce Mr. Robert Butwin on his own radio show. So Robert, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. And as you mentioned, we have an amazing guest. You know, I was doing one of these speed networking breakout sessions, and I had the opportunity to listen to him, and I could tell he was, first of all, like a kindred spirit. He was a purpose that had a mission, a passion. He loved what he was doing. And so I said, you know, I reached out to him. I says, you know, I've got to get you on our radio show because he's doing some amazing things. So let me introduce the person. His name's Tim Daniels. He is on a mission to improve the wellness care in the U.S. He aims to enable individuals to achieve optimal wellness, performance, and healthy aging. The method is to achieve adoption to by health, wellness, and fitness professionals of evidence-based, natural, non-invasive offerings that deliver results without side effects. The catalyst for his undertaking came from Tim's experience operating for 7.5 years home care agencies. The firm provided non-medical in home care in elderly throughout Connecticut and parts of New York and New Jersey. Tim's agency was independently rated as being among the best in the nation in client care and satisfaction. He came to the wellness industry after 23 years career at IBM. At one point, he was the United States National Banking Practice Leader of IBM of Global Business Services Division. Tim was recognized for accomplishment and contributions in the area of business and entrepreneurship by an October 2019 induction into the 100 Men of Color organization. Originally from Grand Island, Nebraska, Tim holds an MBA from the University of Chicago, both School of Business. His BA in economics has earned at Stanford University, where he was a college wrestler. Previously, he volunteered with the National Federation for Teaching Entrepreneurship. Tim also served a term on the Connecticut Regional Leadership Council of the Arthritis Foundation. He currently serves on the board of directors of World Affairs Foreign Chapter in Stanford, Connecticut. You know, beyond all that, he's just a great guy, somebody that cares about people. And with that, Tim, thank you for being here, and I'm glad you're taking time out to share your insights and wisdom with our audience today.
Thank you. Good to be here, both you and Peter.
So this is Peter speaking. Robert usually has to cut out a little bit, so I'm going to conduct most of this interview. You know, as I was hearing about your resume, Tim. And for those people that are looking in, we're going to make sure that Tim has a guest page. So I'm going to kind of pronounce his last name. It's Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S. So it's Tim Daniels. You'll be able to find him on the guest page be able to share this radio show with other people as well. But Tim, as I was listening to Robert go through your, let's call it your bio or your resume, I was getting distracted by any one of the items. If there were bullet points, there were whole entire careers that were rather significant. Everything from IBM to the stuff that you were doing with nursing homes, or it sounds like home health care. I mean, these were and are like major careers with pretty serious credentials to be able to do them in a competitive environment. So can you share with us in your own words, to help build a little bit of credibility of, you know, who we are listening to, a little bit more about your background, because it's rather significant. And for someone like you, and you can blend that in however you want with, you know, why did you choose a home-based business? A guy like you could probably walk into any corporation he or she wants to at almost any level and be given an interview for sure and probably a job, you know, most likely. So tell us a little bit about that background.
Sure. So what I did, you know, I guess if I go back to when I was in graduate school, I always wanted to be a kind of an entrepreneur. But I had a professor, last name was Nagel. Last I checked with him, he's up at Boston College. That was a while back. And he said, Tim, you know, if you want to understand, you know, marketing and sales, what any entrepreneur needs to do, why don't you go spend a couple of years at IBM? So I did that, took his advice. But that couple of years turned into 23, which was a good ride where I appreciate the training that they gave, the ethics and approach to business, and the way they taught how to work with clients and handle clients and all that was very good. But I had, at a certain point, it became time that I realized that the rewards that I wanted to get out of the corporate environment in terms of managing people, building businesses, and things of that nature weren't giving me what I wanted for personal satisfaction any longer. So it was time to move on. That took me into the home care business for the elderly, and I was getting a great amount of reward out of that in terms of how the families rewarded us, how the family thanked us for the care of their loved ones, how the loved ones were appreciative of being able to stay in their homes longer, and things of that nature. But in that, which will also lead to how I got to career 2.5, I saw that I was helping people just cope quite a bit. It wasn't actually helping many people get better. So that's what I was looking to do as I wanted to move on to next phase. And indeed, I could have gone back to a corporation. I could have gone to another small business, a different type of business model. But I looked at the home-based business, and I really selected that really from six items. One is just the plain economics of it. When I went into that elder care business, that was a franchise. So I had to buy territories. I had to set up brick and mortar. There were a lot of other capital requirements and operating expenses on that I didn't want to incur any longer. So that took that amount long. Also, there's a different type of administrative burden in the small business. You've got the personnel management. You've got other regulations you've got to operate underneath by industry and know and understand and work with. There are legal requirements. And all of that is, can also distract from a mission that one wants to accomplish and may not be the right mindset to do that any longer. And then thirdly, I looked at a home-based business, and if done right, it provides a win-win. If there's a third party involved, a win-win-win. What do I mean by a third party? Oftentimes, home-based businesses are direct sales. They've got direct sales for a corporation. They can be an MLM. So you've got a third party. Sometimes they aren't right. You could just be an independent consultant. So then there's two parties, the client and the consultant. But you can truly do a win-win in that. And what do I mean by that? One is for the consumers, you often get things at a better price than you can get from other models. Number two, for that corporate entity doesn't have to shoulder a lot of the marketing and sales burden. That helps keep the cost down, and they can pay out as things are, as results are delivered. Thirdly, then, because of that, there's money then for that individual home-based business to have them get a bigger share of what they provide on that. So those are some of the reasons. And I would add on to it that in any corporation, regardless of what level, and I did reach the executive level, your performance review can be subjective, right? It's not just based upon the numbers that are delivered. In a small business and in a home-based business, that performance review is purely objective. If you get the rewards, you get the targets that you want, and you're getting the money that you want out of it, you know, it's there. It's also self-directed, which you can reach at a certain point of maturity, certain point of experience, and of skills. So you can self-direct yourself in activities, time, direction, with whom you work, as Robert alluded to earlier, and then you've got that flexibility. And then above all, it's the truly American environment, right? It is completely merit-based, the self-determination. It doesn't matter what race one is. It doesn't matter what gender one is. It doesn't matter what age one is. Yeah, you can find people in their 80s that are doing very well in the home-based business, and it can be an advantage because they're going to sell to other 80 years old. Likewise, across the other two factors I mentioned. So those were the reasons why I went home-based business. Economics, administrative burden, the win-win-win potential for people, objective performance review, ability to be self-directed, and completely be a merit-based environment. So anybody that likes those type of things, I encourage them to take a look at it.
You know, I had like a deja vu when you said something about performance evaluations. I don't know how many people actually wind up quitting their job after a performance evaluation.
Yep.
My next door neighbor, he was at a place for a long time, and he loved his job. And if he did his job like he handled his lawn. Because remember, he's my next-door neighbor. This guy was amazing. And he was always going in early and staying in late and working on Sundays. And all of a sudden, one day, I asked him about something. He says, I'm not there anymore. I said, what happened? And that's when he said, well, they did this performance review, and I told them to go fly a kite. And for some reason, I don't think he used those words exactly, if you know what I mean. But he threw that career away. And I know it was based on, and it was politics. So when people call it performance review, I'm like, yeah, right. Okay.
They could be very political. They can be based upon the vagaries. Do they like the way you may have achieved the results, but do they believe that you were responsible for achieving the results, all those type of things really factor into it. And just like they did with your neighbor, they truly affect your career and your mental state and things of that nature.
Absolutely. So to go, like if you're a go-getter and you're doing the things you're doing, for those people listening in, and then all of a sudden one of these days you get hit with one of those wonderful performance reviews and then you wonder, why do I even put myself through this? When you're in your own home-based business like you're talking about right now, you're the one who actually has to look in the mirror, and you fire or hire yourself every day if you want to. If you know what I mean. So that's a great thing. Now, you decided to do home-based businesses. You told us why. Because of your experience in the medical field, you focused on health, but you also focused on high-tech medicine and the high-tech medicine market. Tell us a little bit about that and why.
Okay. Yep, and I came back to that. It married both my careers, right, both in the high-tech area and then in the medical or care business. And that care business was truly low tech. You know, you're there, it's hands-on care. You're helping people bathe, groom, dress. Very critical to them, helping them get up and go to the restroom. It's that if you don't get there, your caregivers don't get there, they may not be able to get up and go to the restroom either. So very, very critical. But it gets back to the point I mentioned earlier, or I started to make. In that environment, I was just helping people cope. And I saw a lot of things that could have been avoided by lifestyle, a lot of medication interactions that led to issues, and it was just a decline there. So I wanted to find something that would help people get better. And that led to a lot of things that are going on in the high-tech health approach at this point in time. I also felt then that it was consistent with my purpose. You know, my purpose was I wanted to achieve sustained liberty, and that's financial liberty, to take care of my family, to make the donations that I wanted, and things of that nature, through helping people. And then it leveraged that background. It leveraged the technology background when I could talk to high tech. It leveraged the fact that I understood what happened to the elderly. It leveraged even my wrestling You know, there are very few sports where one gets to understand their bodies and what it can do and what's required to train it to do well. So from the fitness aspect, the strength aspect, the development and nutrition aspects, and leverage that background. And then it was the area that I saw, you take that high tech and wellness area that absolutely people have to address. And as you and Robert talked to in the opening, heavy spend on healthcare even before the current pandemic. Heavy need out there because of the chronic illnesses people are addressing. You know, our healthcare, as we're seeing with the vaccine coming about, are very, very good at taking care of infections that used to kill people. But what about all of the things that were left there? Arthritis, cardiovascular disease, obesity, on and on and on, that were affecting people adversely. There had to be a better way of helping people to prevent those, avoid those, rehabilitate from those. So that took me into the high-tech medicine area in general theater.
Excellent. Now, the high-tech medicine that you're referencing is not with chemicals. I had heard, now this is going to sound kind of weird or maybe even a little bit gross, but I was listening to someone recently and they were talking about decomposing human bodies. Like instead of putting them in caskets and spending all that money or burning them for those people that don't want to be cremated, they were talking about burying them. And they couldn't bury human bodies because they were so toxic. Now get that. Like with all the chemotherapy that happens when somebody might die or all of the other chemicals in people's bodies when somebody might die, they couldn't even put them in the ground the way they were. Like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
So I know that's a weird, abstract, kind of a vivid thing to think through, but it's true. So you you have a mechanism, if you will, that doesn't use any of that stuff, that could even do a much better job. And I'd like you to describe it. And I know, just I got to throw a little disclosure here. I know a little bit about the technology. You know way more about it than I do. I know a little bit about the technology you're going to describe. But I have some of my own customers who have used this technology with unbelievable success. I'm talking unbelievable success, where when I was listening to them tell me their story, they were crying and I was tearing up as well based on the unbelievable stories that I was hearing using the technology you're going to talk about. So go ahead, tell us a little bit more about this, please.
Yeah, but I would agree with you. You know, sometimes I even stay away from some of those talk about the people, because it borders on miraculous that people think you're kind of puffing them up. But that's what this technology can do, and it's called pulsed electromagnetic field. You all often hear a T put off of that for pulse electromagnetic field therapy. It's leading edge, yet it's proven. It's new, yet it's in some aspects it's been around for ages. Right? For example, you go Nikola Tesla actually created, who's coming back, has come back in the vogue here in recent years, actually created a machine that did healing by electricity type of thing. And that's what you're often – so you hear it called PEMF, but it can also fall into the category of what's called electroceuticals, magnetic therapy. It was Einstein who in the mid-20th century said and showed that electricity and magnetism are not different aspects. They're just same – different not different things. They're different aspects of the same continuum, same phenomenon. So this, and Nikola Tesla will tell you, said, if you're thinking about, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And that is what PEMF is. If you take a look at the human body, it's an electronic device with chemical messengers that are involved in producing signals that go basically throughout the entire nervous system. There's a master's in physics named Jack Fraser, who also spent time at Oxford, who wrote in the Forbes magazine and said virtually every signal process which is keeping us alive can be traced back to an electric field of some component that our bodies are creating. So it stands to reason that if you can impact those electric fields, can impact what's happening in those, you can enable, you can support, you can invigorate all the regulatory parts systems of the body to perform better, to perform at higher levels, to help you achieve and sustain both, peak mental and physical performance. And that is what PEMF does. It, like you said, it's non-invasive, it's non-pharmaceutical, and has been shown to not have any adverse side effects in usage of it. So a wide range of benefits, little to no side effects, and it's also has become, to show you, it's become big, you know, big business, so others are recognizing it now at this point in time. You go back to 2016, and it was Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and then GlaxoSmithKline combined to invest almost $750 million into creating electroceuticals to cure diseases. Now, they weren't really talking, they didn't really use PEMF, but they were in that general category of electroceuticals, and you know, so they see it as being, you know, being real there. And then a little bit where I said, you know, is this new? No, it goes back, you back take the history of electroceuticals. People, Chinese shamans back as early as 2000 BC have been shown to say, hey, they use electrically charged lodestones to and healing. Acupuncture, which is really unleashing certain electrical charges in the body, was first used in 100 BC. Roman physicians used electric eels, torpedo fish, and they used it on gout, headaches, and musculoskeletal injuries, and showed help with that and improvement in those areas of it. But you come up to, and then Tesla, as I mentioned, around 1900 had his own and was talking about the healing properties of electricity. Then around World War II, some Japanese scientists started talking about waveforms and observing the physiological changes of different frequencies, different waveforms on the body. That really spread out to Europe and then the United States after World War II, to the point where now in the 1970s, Columbia University Medical Center, you know, they use it as a new approach to healing bone fractures with PEMF. 1987, the FDA cleared it for the PEMF for the treatment of pain and edema and superficial soft tissues. Then there's a cousin that was been cleared in 2000, cousin of it called RTMS, transcranial magnetic repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation. In 2008, the FDA cleared that for major depressive disorders that were non-responsive to medication. And if you look now, if you take 10 of the best hospitals, rated best hospitals in 2019 by U.S. News and Report, 8 of them are using that form, transcranial magnetic stimulation, as part of their work. So that's higher intensity of PEMF, but it's been shown that even the lower frequencies, lower intensity of PEMF provide many of the similar things on that. So that's the history. Go ahead. That's a little bit of a history on it. And so it's been proven. It's out there today. It's big, you know, it's big business.
Excellent. We're going to do this. I was so wrapped up in this, I forgot to take our commercial break. So let's take our commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And Peter Ingles here. We have Tim Daniels. Tim is going to have a guest spot on our Building Fortunes Radio page. You'll be able to take a listen to this. But I just want to, because some people are listening in, and I know if you're a little bit like me, everybody's sometimes saying, these guys talk so freaking fast. What is that again? It's P. The most important part is the P, like pulsating, E, like electro, M, like magnetic, F, like frequency. So it's P, E, M, F. Now, let me tell you what it's not. The electro is not like electricity. It's not like you put like two wires and you feel like tingling. Like, you know, you can't step in the bathroom. So when you're using PEMF, this technology, and you're using the devices that you guys sell, what is it like? You know, do you feel it? Does it take a long time? Like, how do you use it?
Yep.
What What? Tell us a little bit about that. We have about 4 minutes left.
Yep. There are various, you know, various ways, but various things you can do in terms of using it. But I would say it is it's a results therapy. It is not a feel something therapy. Most PEMF devices do not generate any heat, nothing cool. No, there are some that have some vibration to it, but you really don't feel any. Most of them, you do not feel anything that's coming from them. A small segment of the people may feel some internal sensations that are pleasant, a heat, tingling, a pulsating. It's just the body responding to it, but that's a minority of it. And what it's intended to do, come to your point, some of the general benefits you get out of using it, you get improved blood flow. You're going to get the body can take up nutrients and oxygen supply better. You have cardiac function. It helps. You got athletes using this to help train harder, longer, recover faster, so you get the physical, you know, fitness aspects, endurance, strength, and energy. It'll help with, it's been shown to help with the concentration, mental acuity, help with stress and help with relaxation, and can improve sleep. And then to your point, everybody heals differently, and every depending upon the state of the body, the reaction to it. Some people will notice changes immediately, others it takes a while. It always works to do what it's meant to do to kick up those systems, so it takes a while for the benefits to arise, but you will get immediate, progressive, and cumulative benefits, and you go through multiple stages with it. You get a healthy stage where you got to get the body back in the homeostasis. Then you'll get to a stage where you get to your physical performance and mental performance improve, and then you can get to what we call the longevity stage when you can kind of turn back the biological clock for a while, or if you're an athlete, perform at higher levels, you know, for longer. And what I would say with this, you know, we've talked about it, but anecdotally, if you go, you can. There's anecdotal evidence of this. You go on the YouTube, you type in PEMF, you'll get tons of things come back. You can. I encourage people to go and look at the studies. There are tons of gold standard studies, double blind, placebo control, peer review. You can find those by going to PubMed.gov, that's maintained by the National Institutes of Health, or you can go out to Google Scholar and put in PEMF therapy, and you won't be surprised what you come back with on that. And then there's good underlying science, like we talked about earlier, that you can find from the likes of Tesla and others that shows, you know, why this, you know, why this should work and why it does work on that. And there's a wide range, you know, don't look at it necessarily as to treat, cure, or diagnose any disease, but when you can look at that and see the types of improvements you get in the body and blood flow, tissue repair, tissue regeneration, neurological function, cardiac function, you can see how that can help across a wide range of things. And you'll find the continual spectrum of providers out there that use this. You'll see MDs, NDs, chiropractors, massage therapists, estheticians, fitness centers, all of them using this because they know how it can be both. It can work in conventional approach, complementary approach, all alternative. It aids all of those things to do better. And that's why I kind of call it, this is the last piece of the puzzle in terms of self-care and in terms of healthcare. Everything you do right, it will help you. If you've got better nutrition, now that nutrition can reach the cells better and is uptaken better. It can help you train harder, longer, recover faster physically. We talked about that. It'll help you get better sleep. So now you're getting that rejuvenating sleep where the body heals itself.
Yep.
And,
so I don't,
go ahead.
Sold. So I don't want to run out of time. Tell us how to reach you.
Okay. Best way, two ways. You can find me on LinkedIn, Tim Daniels, and you can find me in the other way is email. Email is Tim Daniels HC, H is in hotel, C is in Charlie, health coach. Tim Daniels HC @gmail.com. Those are the best ways.
Excellent. So I don't want to run out of time. We're going to put this up wherever we put it up, and we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.